anything known about darolutamide in metastatic disease?
Well, that's an interesting question, Neil. So the phase 3 programs of darolutamide focused on the non-metastatic M0 CRPC and concurrently on the metastatic hormone-sensitive space, not the castration-resistant space. So there is an ongoing study which has completed accrual but has not been reported, and that was a study where men with newly diagnosed metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer all received the backbone of ADT plus docetaxel plus or minus darolutamide versus placebo. So that trial was trying to add to the backbone of ADT plus chemotherapy, which was, of course, first reported in the CHARTED and STAMPEDE studies, and then on top of that to add the third agent, darolutamide versus placebo. That's an overall survival study. So that probably will be another year to two before we see the results of this. But as far as I know, this is the frontline study in the metastatic disease that we'll report soon.
Well, it's interesting there that everybody gets docetaxel, so that means that even after that trial, you're not going to have data on just using darolutamide and ADT. And as you mentioned, it sounds like there's not going to be data in castrate-resistant disease.